ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Tuesday.
I'm a little bit disturbed this morning.
Are ya?
Yeah. By what? Someone in Bunners would have about 3 pairs of my undies.
What?
Yeah.
Why do they have your underwear?
Well, I've moved in with my boss, right?
Yeah.
And she lives on a, like, second story, like, apartment kind of thing.
Sure.
And so where my bedroom is, where I'm staying, has got, like, its own balcony. And not last night, but the night before, I put clothes on the clothes horse, which included, like, undies and socks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I get home yesterday to take the clothes off the clothes horse. And about 3 of my undies are missing from the clothes horse. So I'm like, must have like blown down. Like, I don't think anyone's gone to the extremes of climbing my balcony to steal my undies. However,
yeah.
I'm like, the theory is that, you know, they're blown off because there were a couple of socks on the ground, right? So I'm thinking
okay.
A little bit of a gust.
A little bit of a breeze.
Yeah, and
I was going to say, your undies would be used to a bit of a breeze, wouldn't they, mate?
Anyway, I reckon they've gone down onto the street and someone's picked them up and someone's wearing. Well, I hope they're putting them to some good news. I'm not doing anything else. Well,
if you've seen any with any skitties on them, send them back.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse. You know what's even worse? They're not even, like, hot undies.
Oh, no, like, they're the granny panties.
They're, like, the ones that I wear to bed. Like, they're my comfy undies. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Luckily, it doesn't have my name on them or anything like that. Like, hopefully, no one knows, you know, who owns them.
A lost and found or something going on here.
Anyway, enjoy. That's all I'm saying.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are a bit more adult, and this morning, a bit risque.
Oh, what you got?
Bit of nudity for you this morning. So there's your warning for any little ears out there. Now, we're talking swimmers, togs, bathers, boardies.
I say swimmers.
Swimmers.
Yeah.
Right. So, it is winter at the moment.
Yeah.
Terrible time for you swimmers, but...
Oh, dude, seriously, there's so many people swimming yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I was going for a ride. And
it was a couple of degrees warmer and everyone's like, let's go.
Yeah, literally. I was like, whoa.
But they've started to bring out the new designs for the summer coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so people are starting to get into the ideas and the creative ways to have new versions of board shorts or bikinis.
Oh, it's
the
dude, same gear. Have you seen those little bikinis that are just like literally little nipple tassels? Mm. Like, for real?
Have seen plenty of those.
Yep. I'm not shocked.
But there is a new design out there for the boys.
Oh.
Right? New version of board shorts, which how can you can't really change that much, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you make them see-through.
Oh, come off it.
Yeah. A limited edition line of transparent beach shorts for men is now on sale online.
We do not need to see this.
I don't know. But I think it's just brilliant. And I got to say, not only are they see-through, but they're also really short.
Okay.
Footy shorts short.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can understand now why they want to bring these out in the hot summer and not in the cold.
They're called the Berlin Transparent Waterproof Beach Shorts, and they'll set you back $27.
We just get a bloody... roll of Glad wrap and wrap it around yourself. Do the same thing.
That's exactly what they look like. The website also does.
Do you have a photo there?
Yeah. We'll put it up on our
Does someone, is there a model that's like modelling them?
There is a model and he's got black, like,
undies underneath. Oh, what's the point?
And, well,
literally.
That's, yeah. I mean, to give you an idea, this website also sells leopard print G-bangers and lace-up mesh shorts for blokes.
Oh, okay, so, okay. So you've ordered a pair then?
But the tagline for the shorts is...
Jeez,
I've ordered two. The tagline for the shorts is, they'll make you pop out of the crowd. And I was just like, well... just
can't bloody miss them.
Let's hope nothing else pops out, right?
Now at hits.com.au.
And some breaking news about Katy Perry this morning. A male model from her Teenage Dream video clip. Now, this model who played Katy Perry's love interest in this video has actually come forward with disturbing allegations about her. Now, he has said that she exposed his private parts to an entire party of people, which he says amounts to sexual assault.
Whoa, yeah.
Mm, now, this is obviously back in the day. This song came out
a long time ago.
But, yeah, he's only just coming out now to talk about it. He said that he was silenced by a lot of her reps when it came to discussing it. But, yeah, he said that this happened several... Not that that thing in particular of her doing him happened several times, but... there were after her divorce with Russell Brand, she was kind of like really nice to him when they were in private, but when they were in front of people, she was like really nasty towards him.
What?
Yeah, and he said that one time he brought a friend who was dying to meet her, you know, was a massive fan, and when they like hugged and were met and hugged and whatever, she apparently like ripped his pants down. And, yeah, which exposed his private parts and exposed them to a group of people. This is all allegations, by the way.
Yeah.
This is what, he is saying. So whether or not, like, he's saying it's sexual assault. And I don't know whether he's going to be charging her or anything like that. But it is out in the news.
Well, I guess also if he's saying it was in front of a party of a bunch of people, they'll... talk to some witnesses and stuff.
Well, that's another thing as well, too. So, look, we haven't heard anything from Katy Perry's party to find out, you know, whether or not she's got anything to say about it. But I'm sure, we're going to hear something in the next couple of days over this.
Full on.
Yeah, she's just got out of court. Didn't she have to pay, like, a huge amount of money for that Dark Horse song?
For the song, yeah.
So she may find herself back in there.
Jeez.
Now, onto a lighter note, talking about pizza, and for those who love the pineapple on pizza, especially the Hawaiian pizza. Now, hit.com.au, there is the ultimate tight ass hack that'll get you a cheap Hawaiian pizza. Now, when you buy Hawaiian pizza, I mean, they're cheap anyway. You pay about $12, right?
Still too much because they're a terrible pizza.
Just hold your thoughts on it, all right, for those of us who love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can actually get like a ham and cheese pizza, right?
Right.
Which is like about $6, $5, $6.
Yeah.
But if you just get a ham and cheese pizza with pineapple added on top, that's only $2. Therefore, you know, you're only paying like $8.
Paying for the brand name Hawaiian, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is...
the Gucci of pizzas. Yes.
The thing is, we are talking about Domino's here because obviously they do the cheap pizzas, but they have come out and they said, look, fair enough, you can do this, but when it comes to just adding like a topping, like for $2, you're not getting as much as a Hawaiian pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you like a little bit of pineapple, then yeah, sure, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want the premium Hawaiian pizza, then I suggest you pay the $12.95. But if you got only $8 to your name, why not?
Why not buy tin pineapple and then just put it on top when you get your ham and cheese pizza?
Oh, that's so much effort, Jesse.
Okay.
Like, you have to go to the shops, get the pineapple pizza. While you're at the shops, you might as well just get an oven baked pizza.
You could also go to the effort of ordering a decent pizza as well.
Okay.
Barbecue meat lovers all the way.
Oh, gosh. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
But stick around because up next we got your riddle of the day.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Jesse and Jules.
This morning's riddle is that you need to try and solve is I have a head and a tail, but no body. What am I? And I also forgot to ask Jesse during the break what he thought it was. So I'm just going to assume he's wrong.
Okay.
Right? He just jumps on the bandwagon at the end of all the calls and goes, yep, that's what
Nailed
my
it.
Answer was. Okay, let's go to Brett from Dunsborough. All right, Brett, what do you reckon the answer is?
I got to go with a coin.
Oh, you would be absolutely correct,
that's
Jesse.
Right. I was right there with you, mate.
Still no trip to Vanuatu.
I'll keep asking, mate.
Yeah, we'll keep trying.
So long as we get to come with you. Cheers, mate. All righty, let's go to Tim from
Treendale.
Mate, what are you thinking this morning on the riddle front?
It'd have to be a coin, wouldn't it?
Oh, you would be right, Tim. Correct.
No worries, thank you.
Easy as that, good on you, mate.
All right, we're going to John from Mile Up. John, what do you reckon it is? I have a head and a tail, but no body. What am I?
A coin.
Yes!
All right, we are three from three. We have not gone 4 from 4,
okay.
I don't think, ever.
Let's just see if Ryan from Australand can wrap this one up for us. All right, Ryan, what do you reckon? What am I? I have a head and a tail, but no body.
And are you actually alive or are you not actually a living formation?
Oh, he's questioning it.
Hey, this is not how riddles work, Ryan.
I'm going to go a coin.
You would be correct, mate. Very nicely done.
Well done to you.
Cheers, guys.
No worries, mate. Have a good one. I think that's the first time we've ever actually gone 4 from 4.
Yeah, well, 5. Oh, I mean, you didn't. I was going to say you too, but you know.
I was thinking coin, I promise.
I feel like what we should do, right, you need to write it down on a piece of paper.
And reveal.
Pass me the piece of paper. Yeah, yep. And then I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, because I'm the dishonest one out of the two of us.
I would open it up and still say you're wrong.
Yeah.
A long time ago. An injury far, far away. Scar Wars.
All right, so you've got to have a scar somewhere on your body. Tell us how you got the scar and we'll try and guess where it is.
Now we've got Steve-O from Australind. How are you, babe?
I'm doing good. A little bit upset about you taking a bit of leave from us, but that's nothing to get over it.
Maternity leave and she's not even having a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Literally, though, just think of it as me going on a big holiday.
Yeah,
all right, I'll be back 9th of December.
So we get to see who really runs the show now.
Yeah, mate. If it all falls apart, you'll know why.
All right, babe, now you've got a scar. Tell us, how did you get it?
Well, in the early 20s, I bought myself my first big motorcycle road bike.
Right.
I didn't know how to fault until one early morning in Colliers gets cold there, and I took off at a T-junction.
Yeah.
And the throttle jammed open, and I went straight through the T-junction and hit a fence.
Oh!
And I went skidding down the footpath.
Jeez.
Okay.
Jesse,
right.
I'm going to buzz in here.
Right.
Say, up the side of your leg.
Oh, that's where I was going to go.
Well, it was damn close, but no.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I like the... Okay, on your buttocks.
And no.
Oh, I was close to that thigh.
It was my knee.
Oh,
on your knee.
How obvious.
Oh, count it for me.
You just need to calm down.
Why your knee, mate?
It just seemed to be the way that when I got kicked off the bike, went down the footpath.
Yeah.
So
I've just been just going down my hands and knees.
Did you need any like stitches or anything?
9 stitches.
Oh, okay.
They looked pretty. I didn't even know I'd done it for about half an hour because I called my sister to come get the bike because I messed the bike up.
Oh, yep.
I was standing there for half an hour with the bike and didn't realise until she got this guy, ripped the jeans, pulled my jeans open, and there was this big gash across my knee.
Ouch.
You can see the kneecap.
Ow! Oh. Okay, enough. That's enough. All right.
But the good thing is, the fence that I hit was to the fence to the Collie Hospital, so I didn't have far to walk.
Dumb Crims.
Okay, so the last time you did Dumb Crims, I think we gave it back to the States over something stupid they do, because they do a lot of stupid stuff over there.
True. Right.
However, today it has come back to WA, but not for us, but for Perth.
Okay.
Right, so some footage has been released of a 29-year-old Armidale man who broke into the Champion Lakes Tavern at Camillo in Perth. In the early hours of last Tuesday. Now, there's nothing better when it comes to a story and there's CCTV footage involved and you get to watch it all unfold. Now, apparently this man had fallen through a 50-centimetre air conditioning vent, ironically, and landed awkwardly on the bottle shop floor. I don't know.
Is that Santa Claus?
Yeah. Well, my guess is he didn't like that. He's just like stepped down it, right? He's just like, got like a chute. Yeah. Like, and he's gone straight down.
Like a trash chute.
Yeah. Now, the thing is obviously he's broken in to steal some alcohol, but what he thought he would do is have a little bit of a party, take advantage of the open bar.
I'll have one of everything.
But the
thanks.
Thing is, like, he cracks open like a bottle of spirits, right? Yeah. Starts drinking it straight.
Get a self-serve.
He just gets that wasted that he's just like throwing stuff around the tavern. It's all on CCTV. Even at one stage, helps himself to the beer tap and just puts his head underneath it, like
just like Barney and the Simpsons.
Yeah, when they do it to slushies.
One for you, one for me.
Oh yeah. I think you're talking more about Bart and Wheelhouse when they do it with the slushies freezers. Anyway, obviously causing a lot of damage. But one of the things that he realised, after a couple of hours of being in the tavern and just drinking, he was too drunk to work his way out. Now, this is the publican Peter Hearn talking about the situation of this guy getting locked inside of his tavern.
When the police got here, all I could hear was cries from inside, let me out, let me out.
The owner's estimate he caused $50,000 worth of damage, but they're taking it in good spirits. Good. A high price to pay for a shot at the title of Perth's dumbest criminal.
Oh!
Darius Winterfield, Nine News.
Now, I can only say that Darius Winterfield must be a fan of your dumb crims,
must
Jesse.
Must be a fan of the show. Oh. Good on you, Darius.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
Alrighty, and we got Alan from Busso willing to play this morning. Who would you like to go up against, Alan?
I'll take you on, I think.
Ah, oh, Jilsey. She had a win yesterday, mate. So,
only just.
Just scraped three. All righty, mate, buzz in with your name, and if you one of you gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
No worries.
All right. Let me just bring up Google. No, I'm joking.
I'll keep an eye on it for you, mate. Question number one. History was made in AFL on Friday night when Hawthorn and GWS played each other in Canberra. What happened to make history?
Alan.
Go on, Alan.
It snowed.
Correct. First ever time it snowed in an AFL game.
Yeah. As if I'm going to know that.
Very true.
Anyway, I'm sure that's what they write. Well done, Alan, by the way. So a little bit salty.
Thank you.
Question number two. Luke, Ashton, Callum and Michael are members of which Aussie band?
Jules. 5 Seconds of Summer. Yeah.
Oh, ties
it
up.
Did you know that one, Alan?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't
think
so.
It's a bit of a change of pace from footy, isn't it?
I'm joking.
Question number three. Which city in the world is known as the City of Canals?
Alan.
Go on, Alan.
Venice.
Oh, very nicely done.
Well done, Alan. Well done. Jeez, you might have me here.
Question number four. After less than 1 year of marriage, what celebrity...
Jules. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. I can't even talk. Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
All right. It's all tied up. Question number five. This is last chance for both of you. All right. How many days are there in a leap year?
Jules.
Yep.
Oh, geez, if you...
366. 366 days in a leap year. Yeah! Dude, I was born in February. I know this stuff. Oh, my God!
Sorry, Alan. She's pipped you at the post, mate.
Alan, I don't mean to get so excited that I beat you. I feel really bad, but...
but also really good.
But also, I'd like to know that I'm a little bit smart sometimes.
Thanks for playing, mate.
All right, thanks, guys.
No
Have a
worries.
Great day.
That one will be back again tomorrow. All thanks to the guys at Evedon Lakeside Retreat, where you can stay two nights and the third night is free if you use the promo code HITFM. We'll give you another shot at winning that one tomorrow.
I've actually got like a bit of a headache from frowning, so I'm like thinking too hard just then.
Like furrowing your brow to try and squeeze out some thoughts.
Jeez, I'm going to get some Botox in my forehead.
You might have to stop screaming so loud as well.
Yeah, sorry. My voice does hurt right now.
R&B Fridays Live 2019. Oh!
Okay, now we are playing R&B in reverse. This is where we put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it. We will put in a song, reverse it. You need to guess which song and artist that it is for you to score yourself a double pass to R&B Fridays Live. Now, this morning we've got Brody from Bunners joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you excited to see?
Jason Derulo.
Oh,
God.
Girlfriend, you got to sing his name if you say his name.
Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
Assassin it. I like it.
Okay, now Jesse's going to play the reverse song for you.
Fingers crossed that it is the reverse one today. Accidentally played it forwards yesterday, so.
And then you just come off the back with who you think it is.
All right. Here we go.
All right, girlfriend. Who do you reckon?
Is that Janet Jackson, All For You?
Is it called All For You?
I don't think that's the song title, but that's not what we're asking for. It was just Janet Jackson. So that's fine. You won.
Oh, no, we were asking for song title.
Were we?
Yeah.
No, are we asking for artist?
And song title.
Nah, too late. I already gave it away.
No, it's Together Again, the song title.
Mari said she can have it now.
Yeah, oh, okay, don't make me out to be the bad person here, Jesse.
I can't. I've stuffed up two days in a row giving this away.
Yeah, you have. Okay, Brody, babe, congratulations. You still won because Jesse's given it to you. But yeah, you do have to get the song title right.
Okay, we'll get it right tomorrow, I reckon.
Yes, we will.
I'm doing over here. Jesse, oh my gosh. Anyway.
Just love giving free stuff away.
You know what? Me too. I get you, Brody. It's all good. Congratulations, Brody.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. You've just made my day.
Oh, no worries. Glad Jesse could do that for you.
I got you, girl. I got you.
See you later, mate.
We're going to play that one again tomorrow.
Yes. Now, if you do want to secure your R&B Fridays live tickets before general public on Monday, pre-sales does start tomorrow. Now, the only way you can get your exclusive pre-sale code is via the Hit app. So make sure you go and download yours today.
So what are we looking for? The title of the song?
Yes.
Not the artist.
Well, artist and title. Yeah. If you know the title, you know the artist. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
We'll get that tomorrow then, hey?
I mean, I am shaking my head at you right now.
Keep playing. You've got a really good chance of winning because I'll just essentially give it to you.
I'm going to have to ban you from playing this game.
That's it for us today. Have a fantastic Tuesday.
Yes, tomorrow on the show, your chance again to score those R&B Fridays tickets as well as a $50 Visa gift card when we play Word Association Wednesday.
We'll catch you tomorrow from 6. Bye guys.
Love yous.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.